Welcome to the sermon from Silver Lake Baptist Church. Our mission is to celebrate the greatness of God with all we are for the joy, hope, and renewal of our community. We are so glad you have chosen to listen to our message. We pray you will be blessed by your time with us today.
Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for such a beautiful day. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. We just come to you with thanksgiving in our heart, and we praise you and worship you this wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! How you guys doing? Good, good, good. I'm going to jump right into scriptures because there's so much to say, and I'm going to start in 1 John. That's not John 1, but 1 John. And I'm going to start in 3, verse 11. And so I think this is really important, like especially in the world we live in today, it's real important that we understand love, right? Because it seems like we have a whole lot of lack of that going around. And so even in church, doesn't matter if you're in church or you're at the mall or you're at the grocery store or wherever you're at, it seems like we're really good at judging people. We're really good at being mad at people. We're really good at being angry at people. When Jesus said, right, said, I have come to bring life, right? And life what? More abundant, right? And so God says, you know, and that's even in the Old Testament. He said, I don't even remember your sins no more. I've cast them as far as the east is from the west. But by golly, someone sins against us. We got a list. But, like, we're going to take that to our grave, some of us. Right? And so we're going to be like, ah, you know, and God, beat them up for me. You wipe them out for me. Look what they did to me. And God's like, what did they do? I don't remember what they did. He's like I done cast all their sins as far as the east is from the west. And he goes, I love them. In fact, I love them so much. While they're still not perfect, I died for them. That's love, right? That's who God is. And I'm not saying you don't have to let people run over you either, right? I love my horses, but like I have a bubble. Right? They get to come in the bubble when I invite it. But when they start stepping all over me, I'll shake the lead rope and say, hey, get out of my bubble. Right? It's not because I don't love them and I'm not even mad at them. I'm just like, hey, you're in my space. This is my space. This is for me and God alone. Right? You can back out. And when I do that, I'm actually really loving them because I'm teaching them that, hey, I got a space. And that brings more value to the next person who gets to be around them. Does that make sense? And so it doesn't mean we get to be bullied, right? Stand up for yourself. But what it does mean is we do it in love, right? And so there's a way to kind of get around. And so praying for our country, lots of weird stuff happening, but nothing that any of us shouldn't have not expected, right? We see what goes on in the world, you know? And so the Bible said, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulations. But he said, so get really mad, hang on, make sure you're watching the news 24/7, right? Get all your buddies who agree with you and start bashing the people, everyone around you, right? No, he said, in this world we have tribulation, but what? Rejoice. Rejoice. Why? Because bad things have happened? No, because he has overcome the world. He said, I've overcome this, right? And so that's the gospel. That's good news. And so he has overcome the world. How do we overcome the world? By walking in the Spirit. Greater is he who's where? In me than he who's where? In the world. So we've overcome the world because he's overcome the world. And so we get to walk in love, right? We get to walk in peace. And so I love this. So it says in in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, it says, "This is a message you heard from the beginning." Oh, man. He's like, hey, dudes, this is the message we've heard from the very beginning. We should love one another. Right? That's all the Ten Commandments is about, right? It is about loving God and loving other people, right? Jesus said, I'll sum it up with this. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Man, he had to put that self in there. Why did God say love your neighbor as yourself? Because you will love your neighbor as yourself. You ever hear the saying, hurt people hurt people? Right? When you get mad and you're angry. Like, I was frustrated about something the other day, and I go to McDonald's, and the lady's stupid, right? I never go to McDonald's, but Linda's come back from the airport late, and she's hungry, and I was like, I'm going to go get food. What do you want? She goes, well, let's just eat McDonald's. And I was like, oh, Lordy, you know. So I'm going down there, and I'm cranky, and I'm gripey, and, like, I don't want drinks, right? And so the lady comes up. I was like, I want two meals without drinks and with no onions. Obviously no mayo either, which isn't going to happen, right? So she's like, I can't do that. And I was like, what? And so I pull her under the window to pay, and she goes, so I'm going to charge you for a quarter pounder with cheese with no onions and another quarter pounder with cheese and two large fries. And I was like, why don't you put that on a meal? Because it's cheaper. Well, we can't do that, sir, because you're not taking the drinks. We can't charge you for the other. And I looked at her and I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Right? I was getting grumpy with her. And I was like, ring it up the other way. And so she did. Come to find out, the way she was doing was cheaper in the first place. Right? So I was being grumpy for nothing, like the poor lady, you know. But still, it's stupid, isn't it? If I don't want drinks and I order a meal, I was like, throw it in the trash beside, right? Think. But the problem is we get so caught up in following these legalistic rules, whether we're at McDonald's or whether we're in our own life, that we can't think outside the box. And like, oh, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Like, I'm paying for it. Now just throw it in the trash, right? Or I guess I could have took it and throw it in the trash too, right? But that's not the point. I'm the customer, right? And so I was on the line with loving someone else, but I was definitely loving me, right? Shaking the rope. Hey, you're in my bubble, right? And so, but we always get like, when something's bothering us, you can find that we'll take it out on somebody else. We'll get mad at someone else. Or we'll, way more than we get mad at ourselves first. Right? Oh, the world did it. The world did this. The world did that. And we forget, hey, look right here first. Are you loving yourself? What's going on with you? Where are you hurting? What's going on in your life? Are you connected with love? And you was, what are you, like a hippie, you know? He's like, no, I'm not a hippie. Look at my hair, right? Are you connected to love? Are you connected to love? When you're connected to love, you're connected to God, because the Bible says God is love. God does not just love. He is love. Jesus just does not bring you peace. He is peace. He's the peace that breaks down every wall. He is the answer to every question, the solution to every problem. He is. That's why you must believe that He is, and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He's not the great I was, and He's not the great I'm going to be. He is. He simply is. And so when we love, we want to love, but we want to love ourselves too. And we want to get that in order. Because when you get that in order, your relationship with God and loving yourself, everything else will flow through you. And then you're loving like God loves you. You're loving like Jesus. Now, Jesus wasn't a milquetoast wimp. Like, he wasn't milquetoast, limp-wristed, you know. He'd tell them. He'd shake the rope. Get out of my bubble. Love himself would shake the rope. You can stand up for yourself, and that's part of loving. Right? But at the same time, when you're connected with him, love gets to work in and through you. And then you're not doing it out of your flesh, a worldly kind of love that loves you if you do everything right. That's a religious kind of love, by the way, too. I love you when you do this and this and this and this, but you mess up. Nah, get out of here. Right? That's not love. That's not God's love. Right? Love is patient. Love is kind. Right? There's a whole list of what love is. And if God is love, then God is patient. God is kind. Long-suffering. I thought long-suffering meant I had to watch Hee-Haw. Ever watched that? My grandma and grandpa used to always watch Hee-Haw. I thought, it's like, start off, I was like, this is the most dumb show. Like, even the dog's crying. Like, why would you watch that? Woe is me, an agony on you. Yes, that's just what I want to hear, right? Like, how could anyone like it, right? Now, that's long-suffering when you're a kid and all you're hearing is Hee-Haw, right? And how do you call that Hee-Haw, right? That sounds positive. But their song is not positive at all, right? And so, and the old lady can't even take the price tag off of her stinking hat. I mean, come on. Now that was long suffering. That's what I used to think it meant. I had to suffer watching through that. And they made me sit down and watch it. Oh, you got to watch Buck Owens, you know? And and I was like, okay, whatever. So, but I never mind. I'm suffering. I'm suffering again. It's like trauma, right? But God hangs with us. He's like I was setting through Hee-Haw. He's like, you know what? I'll hang with you. This is like the stupidest song and the stupidest show I've ever been to. But you know what? I love you, so I'll just sit here with you, right? And so for all the Hee-Haw fans out there, I'm not apologizing. Right? Okay, so this is a message you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Do not be like Cain. Duh. That's a bad deal, right? Who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Time out. So this is why God says, love your neighbor as yourself. Because you know what Cain was doing? It was his own actions that he hated, so he took it out on someone else. Uh-oh, now I'm meddling, aren't I? Like, we're just supposed to hear this message that everybody bad, Jesus good. It all starts with us. How are you doing? I'm fine. I'm doing good. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're hurting. And you can tell a lot if someone's hurting by how they're treating other people. And so we should do this. We should get really mad at them and fire back just the way they're doing us. Because they probably hurt our feelings, and now we're hurt. You see what happens? It's a never-ending cycle that just keeps going over and over and over. And it feels like I'm at a rodeo. Gotcha. Right? Are you loving yourself first? Because you can see what happened to Cain when he didn't. Now watch this. This isn't even my message. Actually, I don't have a message. This is just the Holy Spirit, so it's his word, not mine. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. Oh, man. Don't be surprised. If you're walking in the Spirit, don't be surprised if the world hates you. Why? Because you ain't on their level. The world's down here. Like the lowest frequencies in personal development, they talk about the highest frequencies and the lowest. Do you know what the lowest one is? Guilt and shame. Do you know what the highest one is? Love. Love is the highest frequency. The world's down here on guilt and shame. Do good, do bad, get beat. Right? Religion is down here on guilt and shame. Oh, you messed up. You better repent. And you're getting saved 3 times a day. And you're messing up a lot more than 3 times a day. And you can't live up to that because if you're guilty of one thing, you're guilty of all of them. What do? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his sacrifice. Thank God that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, right? We have freedom in Christ. We have freedom from what anybody can say or do to us because we are in Christ and he is in us. And that gives us some power, right? Gives us something to hang on to, right? And so it says this, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. He doesn't say you're evil. Like he says, choose you this day. I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Choose life. Like he even gives us the answer. Choose life. Is it going to beat someone up and hurt someone really bad? Choose life. That's death. Loving is life. Judging is death. Hating is just the opposite. Do you guys see it? Just turn it around. Flip it around. That's called repenting, by the way. That's all it is whoop, I'm going to change. I'm going to start living from my spirit instead of the flesh. Fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace. Well, that's God. If I have God in me and I'm living from him and he's loving on me, I have love, I have joy, I have peace. Not because everything's going perfect for me, no matter what's going on in my life. And pretty soon, everything will start working out. Because greater is he who's in the world. No. That's not right. That's in who? In me than he who's where? In the world, right? Who's your daddy? That's what it comes to. Who's your father? Who's your daddy? Who are you going to live out of? What are you going to trust? Maybe you have the most horrible earthly daddy, but you got the most great heavenly father, and he's your real daddy. Now watch this. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. Oh, ouch. That's tough. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. No eternal life where he's going to go to? No, no eternal life in him. Because when you hate someone, you're really murdering them. People murder people all the time. You offended me, so you're done. I'm wiping you out. And you're not even killing them. But what we're doing is we're murdering them from our lives. And we'd like to murder them from a lot of other people's lives sometimes. That's not life. Life comes from love and from Jesus, right? This is how we know what love is. Whew. There's some good news here, right? This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Now watch, what's he saying? Just don't talk about love, but show your love. If you can help somebody, help somebody. Sometimes you're not the one called to help that person. Right? Sometimes God's like, hey, just back up. I got this. So no, follow the Holy Spirit, right? This ain't concrete, right? It's not. It's like a spirit. the Spirit moves. You guys understand what I'm saying? You're not called to help everybody, but you're called to follow the Holy Spirit and help who you can and who you're called to. Does that make sense? This is how we know that that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. No, I don't say that. It says, then this is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest when we get to heaven. No? Oh, it says this. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in, watch this, in His presence. In His presence is fullness of joy. So sometimes we just got to rest in His presence. Sometimes we just got to say, you know what? I'm going to trust You. I'm going to trust Your presence, right? One of the things I started doing the other day is like I just started saying, I was feeling crappy, so I was just like, you know what? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? And I just started loving it. I love You. I love this situation. Isn't it wonderful? Do you know what? I heard the story of this old preacher, and he was talking to a lady, and he's like, you know, I baptized tons of children. But he goes, now I quit baptizing children. I just baptize events. So when something's happening, I just look at that event and I call it a success, even if it doesn't look like it's going to work out. And he says, and I baptize you with success and with love in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about if we just start baptizing that stuff? And what it does is, it's what happens when you're baptized. It's a representative of you've died to yourself, right? So you're crucified with Christ. Therefore, you no longer live, but it's Christ who lives where? In heaven, and He's coming back. This world's so rotten. You know, someday I'll get to see Him and hug Him, and I will. Right? But why not do it now? Why wait? You know what I'm saying? Christ in me. I'm going to love the situation. What happens when you love the situation? You God the situation. Because God's love. So I'm bringing God to the situation. When I bring God to the situation, it can't help but change. When Jesus gets in boats, you catch the fish you weren't catching before. Right? When Jesus gets in the boat, you can just whoosh right across the river, right? When Jesus comes into your life, the lame walk. The dead arise, rose again. Your needs are met, even when you're fishing. He's like, don't worry about it, go fishing. That's who our Jesus is. Now watch this. Where am I at? Okay. This is then how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. You're like, you know what? I really messed up. I better confess this to God because He ain't seen this yet. He doesn't know. Can I say it like that? He doesn't know. He already knows. He's got it figured out. He's like, he knew it before you were born. He ain't surprised. You might be surprised, but He ain't surprised. And now you're beating yourself up. You're not loving yourself. You're not allowing God to love you. Because you're feeling that condemnation instead of walking in love. Baptize it. If you can't get over it, baptize it. Baptize it in love. This is yours, Father. You died for me. I am crucified with Christ. Therefore, I no longer live, but it's Christ that lives within me, right? Now watch this. For He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. If our hearts do not what? Condemn us. And if our hearts aren't condemning us, guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to be condemning other people. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's everything tied up right there. That's what God's like, hey, forget about all these others, because we got rules upon rules and upon rules. And God's like, Jesus brought it down. He said, this is all you need. Now watch. I love this. And receive from him anything. Now watch this. And we receive from him anything. Now watch this again. And we receive from him anything. Do you know what that means in Greek? It means if we receive from him anything. Summed up in Matthew 6, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all your stuff's going to be okay. All these things, it's going to work out. I'm starting to talk cowboy-y today, ain't I? Even word to use the word ain't. You're not supposed to use the word ain't, but ain't is a word because I'm using it. Right? Teachers ever say that? Ain't a word? I'm like, well, you just said ain't a word. Like, if ain't a word, how come you said it ain't a word? I mean, come on. Like, I ain't stupid. I'm not a Texas Longhorn fan. Father, forgive me. Bless them. But just not when they play OU. And we receive anything from him. And we receive from him anything we ask because we obey his commands and do what pleases. Well, what pleases him? Now we're just back to following the law and all these commands, and he's got this big list. Well, I'm glad he's going to clear it up, right? And this is his command, to believe. That's his command. It didn't say do. It said to believe, right? And to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us to. That's it. That is it. Listen. Come here. That is it. It is finished once and for all. You just got to repent. Do you believe that? Amen. It's our choice. Those who obey his commands live right. You got to live right. Boy, you got to live right, man. Or I'll whoop your butt. I can't say that word in church. Right? I mean, right? Anybody have those cowboys or those, you better do right. Or I'll whoop you. Right? It's not what God's saying. He's not saying you better do right. He's saying this. Watch this. Those who obey his commands live in him. They live where? In him. And get this. And they will see him one day when he comes back. True. Partially true. But you can see him right now. Go look in the mirror. Because it says this right here. And he... No, that can't be right. Like, because it doesn't line up with religion. I'm sorry, I've got to throw this out. Because, like, this doesn't work. Someone else want to read that? Because I don't think I can. Okay, I'll read it. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. Where does he live? In them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. Who's your daddy? Are you focused on what these eyes can see? Or are you looking from the eyes of your spirit? Are you looking at people as you see them in their messed up state, or are you looking them through the eyes of the Father who says, I died for that sin. I died for that hurt. I died for that addiction. Got a ton of stuff going on in this world. We got people trying to shoot former president, of people getting killed at a rally, another person getting hurt. Got some shooter that got hurt, got killed, that has a family that probably doesn't even agree with what he's doing. That's heartbroken. We have so much hate, and that's all it is. It's hate from all sides. There's one side, I hate this guy, and the other side, I hate this guy, and I hate anyone in between, and that's not love. Now, we don't have to like what those people are doing. Choose life. Choose life. I'm not telling you to be limp-wristed wimps either. Speak up for what you believe. But choose love. Choose life. Walk in love. Walk in life. Not just politically, but at work. How about this one? How about in our homes? Or something even more important. How about with yourself? Because I guarantee you God loves you. I guarantee you He's for you. Just come in agreement with Him and watch what He'll do. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your love and for Your peace. And we give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're out there watching this, please hit like and subscribe, because that lets us know that you are a live, breathing person. All right. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about us, check out our website at www.silverlakebaptist.org.